Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Do it. And then you can see this show instead of just listening to it.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host,
yes,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Won't be like what I just heard.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you could only hear the conversations I get to be exposed to prior to the big show. What's the word I'm looking for?
Warm and loving.
Or frightening and fearful. And see, and there she is. What you missed was her doing this. Because she's afraid I'm going to tell the story that she told me ahead of time. Because it was, there she is. See, that's the face I get. See, I'm going to catch it this time. Oh, everybody thinks Melissa's the sweet one. Oh, she's so sweet and so nice. I don't know what she's doing with you. Well, I'll tell you what she's doing with me. Because old Melissa has a dark side, too. And she shares that dark side right before the big show goes. Scott, want me to tell you something? What is that, dear? Okay, are we off? Yeah. Whisper, whisper, whisper. Whisper, whisper, whisper.
Tomahawk said no.
Scott, I don't want to hear those stories. That's what I get. Anyways, welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza. I am in force. Your humble.
The force is with you.
I'm in force, your humble cat. Scott Whitney, thanks to be here. Look at no applause, nothing. But watch. But joining me is my naughty jelly sweet. Last week we called her the Phantom Wife. Mrs. Melissa Whitney, big hand. There she is. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous living. It's a lovely bunch of coconuts, as the kids say. Oh, we got a little sparkle transition. That's just for you. I know how much you like that.
I do.
Great to have you all here. Got a nice group here in the live chat. There's some good-looking people in the live chat. We've just added the ability from our side to be able to see. They got a camera built in. I can see them in the live chat.
Seriously?
I can see them all. I'm surprised a little bit that Ted is doing the show naked. And who else is naked? Well, there's Shannon is naked. I'm kidding, honey.
I thought there was some kind of a photo or something enabled. I didn't think that we were really watching, Ted hanging out in his.
Ted sends me these direct Skype things of himself naked with a cigar and a whiskey. I think that's very nice of him. Anyways, Living in Las Vegas stuff, what we call housekeeping. Website is livinginlv.com. That's livinginlv.com. You can call our new and improved listener line if you want. And that number is 866-966-4599. You'll notice 866-966-4599. Funniest line on the network ever was, again, Scotty Pritchard, who says, I've been saying that thing so many times, I thought it was my Social Security number. It's comedy. He's a comedian, by the way.
He's very funny.
Yes. Do you know he was ranked number one in all of the United States on Toastmaster, number three in the world? It's pretty cool, huh?
What?
Toastmaster. He competed. It's number three in the world. Number one in all of the United States.
What do you think he talked about?
Roscoe's words, which was his grandpa. Words is some advice his grandpa gave him. It was very, very cool.
I would love to hear it sometime.
It was very good. It's on the YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did. It was real good. Good part of my buddy Scotty.
I need to go watch it.
And also,
how would you find it? Just Scott Pritchard.
Go on his Facebook page. You'll see it there. And if you want to send us an email, onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, that's onairq@livinginlv.com.
Sing it, baby.
We are also on the Facebook. We would love for you to join our Facebook page. Lots of activity going on there. And it's fun. We're a warm bunch of coconuts is there, which that doesn't sound very pleasant.
A lot of coconuts going on around here.
We're getting more and more coconuts, as the kids say, so we want you to be a part of that. Tip of the hat, if you will. To LASIK in Nevada. Reminder for those of you who are in need for that kind of thing. Listen to this. This guy has got 40,000. How many 40,000 procedures under his belt? The most experienced LASIK surgeon in all of living in Nevada. Come on. That's awesome sauce. So if you're in the need for that kind of stuff, you got to go check out Dr. Rothman and LASIK of Nevada. The weather today was 105,000 degrees. It was pretty warm outside. I believe we saw little children bursting in the flames as they were going into
like
school.
Popcorn.
It was fun watching people go to school today. Pup. Oh, there goes Jimmy. Pup. There goes
you
Freddie.
Know, pup. I had to go to see James this morning, you know. And so
we'll be talking about James a little later.
I leave the house at about 6:15.
Right.
And there were already kids walking to the bus stop.
Can you believe that? 6:15?
6:15.
See, that's not right. You can't be doing
now,
that.
Now, I heard that they switched some things around. The high schoolers now have to be, their class starts at, 7 now.
That's
Or maybe it's 8.
It's just crazy. You can't be doing
that. They moved it back. Their class used to start really early, and I think they turned it around.
It's just crazy. Do you remember what time you went to
school? We would never have been able to get our kids to the class that early.
I don't remember what time I went to school. I think it was probably 8:30 or something like that.
I think ours was 8:10.
I don't know. 8:10. That sounds about right. I can't imagine being up before the sun is up, and not just getting up before the sun up, which in and of itself
even as an adult, you can't imagine getting up.
No, because I don't. No. Although I have made it, I'm going to make a change to that. Winter is going to be, anyways, I'll get to that in a minute.
You're not going to get a lot of sympathy from me.
Yeah, I know. But I just the idea, the very thought of waking up in the dark, getting ready for school in the dark, getting out and waiting for the bus in the dark to me is just stupid.
I just don't get it. I guess they do that because
they're not
air conditioning. They don't want it to be so hot in the day
on.
Or something. I don't know.
How's a kid going to learn if he can't even stay awake?
I think it's really horrible.
Anyway, it's 125,000 degrees out today. The pool is 84 degrees. It is getting warmer thanks to God and his heat stuff, which is pretty groovy anyways. Real quick update on the Living in Las Vegas meetup. We're getting a lot of questions about that, as we should. And hey, what's all that stuff right there? That's neat. Go away, little girl. Go away. So we put up the Facebook page last week. This is for Friday. Put this down on the big old calendar of yours. Friday, September 9th from 4 to 7. Scott, does that mean that the meetup will only go from 4 to 7?
No way.
You don't know us very well, do you? No, it'll go long beyond the 7 o'clock. That's just the official time. Anyway, at the Rum Bar, which is at Mirage, first drink is on. The good people at the Rum Bar, folks.
And it's R-H, how do you spell Rum Bar?
R-H-U-M-B-A-R. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to go to our Facebook page, which is right here. And as you can see, we've got, it was pretty cool. We had 15 people this time last week. We are now at 36 people. Our target was 15 to 20. So we're probably going to get close to 40. I've already called the folks at Rum Bar, and they're going to make more room for us.
That's really cool, though.
So
I just was out there
you.
This past weekend. You know, my cousin was in town, and we sat out there a little bit. It was awesome.
Yeah, and actually some people who work with Melissa will be joining us, which I think is kind of fun. So if you have people that you work with, invite them along, because 50% of the people in this studio are extremely nice to be talking to. And then there's Melissa.
Very funny.
Oh, I know. So that's that. And then there's something else going on this week that's uber groovy. One of my favorite things happening at all.
Oh my God. Is that right now?
That's right now.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Last week on Top of the Food Chain, we had Erica Thompson, who is the, I think she's the executive director of Three Square, which is the place that organizes food for people who need food. And every, I think it's twice a year, they have
this. It's a nonprofit here.
Yeah. They have a thing called Restaurant Rink, Restaurant Week. And it is the coolest thing ever. So a bunch of fancy restaurants get together and say, okay, we're going to do a fixed price menu across the board. And you get, you know, whatever you want to get. And so, for example, you get like this. So I go at the restaurants, look at this. There's my restaurants. And you can see, if I just scroll through here gently, there's some pretty impressive restaurants hanging out there.
Are these the only ones that are participating?
Yes, and there's about 150 or so.
Whoa. Oh, there's Envy. That's a good steakhouse.
Yeah, and so what you want to do is if you see something that you like, you go, okay, well, let me check out Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh, Julian Serrano, too. Wow, there's a lot. Oh, Lava.
So there's Joe, and you click on Joe, and it shows you here. For $50.11, here's your first course, here's your second course, and third course, and so on. And so, yeah,
oh,
Lavo.
Gosh.
You're a big fan of Lavo. You click on Lavo, $50.11, first course, second course, third course.
Oh, we need to get a strategy together.
Yeah, so that that happens from August 29th through, let me go back to the website and make sure I get that right.
September
11th. So seriously, August 29th through September 11th.
Hey,
it's really a yes, dear.
Don't you think that we need to get a strategy together of what places we'd like to go to take advantage? It only happens once a year. It's fantastic.
I think it's twice a year.
Oh, really?
I think she said they do one in spring as well, but I don't remember.
Boy, we sure didn't participate this spring if that's the case. But seriously, don't you think we should get a strategy and pick some places we haven't been to before?
I think we'll probably do that. Well, not this weekend, but maybe next weekend. You know. But yeah, that sounds like a good time. I mean, it's great. It's just awesome. And it's good. It's for a good cause. And if you want to find the website for that, it's called helpoutdineoutlv.org. That's helpoutdineoutlv.org.
So and if you're living here and you don't take advantage of that,
you're a goofball.
Silly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so excited. I'm going to, as soon as we get done with this.
Yeah, all the foodies are talking about it on their blogs and on Facebook, and it's pretty big deal, and it's a good idea. It's a great idea.
And do you know what percentage of the profits go to Three Square?
I don't, but I do know that they're hoping to. Jackie, do you remember this? I think that they were shooting for bringing in 2 weeks $125,000 or something like that.
Oh,
I forget what it was.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, well, I'm gonna map out a plan for.
Right,
us
and
later.
It's mostly upper end restaurants as well. I mean, it's not, you know, In-N-Out Burger is not participating in restaurant.
No, but they had burger joints in there. KGB, I saw Holstein's.
Right, which
Holstein's.
Is not cheap, and so does BLT or BLK
compared
or whatever.
To you know $100 meal, a $17 meal is reasonable.
As a matter of fact. That KGB is having a big thing tonight, a big mixer dinner soiree that Mancini is at, as a matter of fact. That's right, because we know people. What else is grooving besides that? I got a press release today from the Smith Center. We're the Smith Center's fun people now because, you know.
Because we're into it.
We're loving it. And I think we talked about this. We did talk about it last or 2 weeks ago. That at the Smith Center, they're building a variety of places. You know, one's the main play, whatever you call it, theater. And then they're doing this little jazz place. And they're doing something else
as well. And we're excited about the jazz place because we like jazz music.
Yeah, and so they got I got a press release today that talked about what's going to happen at the jazz place. So it's called the Jazz Cabaret, or the Cabaret Jazz, sorry.
Is that the name of the facility?
Yeah, Cabaret Jazz to debut at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. And this thing is opening on March of 2012, so we got a ways to go yet.
Oh, that's the official opening, I think.
Yeah, and so they said that inside the Bowman Pavilion, which is the smaller of the pavilions there, the new venue will feature a regular schedule of top performers in an intimate club setting designed for live music. So they've already booked some people there and some pretty big names. The San Francisco Jazz Collection is huge. This next one is huge, and that's Branford Marcellus.
Who's a legend.
Who's probably considered the best, living jazz trumpet player in the world today.
It'd be great to go see him, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. And they named a couple other people, but what I thought was kind of fun is Las Vegas's own Clint Holmes will begin a monthly resident. For those of you who watch Talk Tales, you'll know that we had Clint and his lovely wife on a couple weeks ago. And a super nice guy. They haven't set ticket pricing yet, but what Clint's going to be doing is he's going to be featured the first week of every month. Now, this room, this space.
So is he a resident artist there?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think they use that term kind of. Yeah, Clint Holmes, who will begin a monthly residency. So he'll be featured the first weekend of every month. And it sounds like, according to the quote from Holmes, was the idea of creating a new show every month in an intimate club setting couldn't be a better fit for what I want to do. So I think he may be doing a different show every month, which is kind of cool.
Like a different set of songs?
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe, you know, different musicians.
He's
or
super well known too, right?
Very connected here. Yeah, yeah.
Clint Holmes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. You know, I think you and I are going to spend a lot of time over at the Smith Center.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what it costs. They haven't talked about what the cost of the seats are going to be yet. I mean, you bring in someone like, you know, Branford and Marsalis, and my guess is it's not going to be cheap. But we'll see.
And they were talking about doing some package deals. So if you wanted just to see Branford and you wanted to go see a play and you wanted, you know, they're going to do like a mix and match thing.
Yeah. The space itself is two levels. So I'm not sure how high the second level is. I didn't really get a sense of that. We didn't see a mock-up of that. Two levels and 258 seats. So probably not a bad seat in the room is my guess. The way if they had the same eye on the main place as they do on the smaller place, there won't be a bad seat in the house. And, I mean, can you imagine watching Branford Marsalis in a 258-room venue? I think that's just unbelievable.
Well, this is that room where it looks out through the windows. You'll be able to see the park and then, like, the skyline, which is super cool.
That's right. It overlooks Symphony Park.
Yep.
As it provides a, quote, music experience unlike any other. So we're all pretty excited about that for folks. I saw some people kind of bitching and moaning and saying that it really doesn't really speak for the vision of who they brought in there. And I don't agree.
Wait, are you talking about the jazz thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey. Somebody on a pretty well-known blogger, I will not give his name because I'm not that way, said that he thought that this was kind of a letdown. That because this was being led by an ex-casino guy, that the casino guy wasn't really looking for, you know, special talent. It was more talent that you could get at Harrah's or at, you know, Sunset or some nonsense like that.
Yeah, but I bet you we'll see some new artists and newly discovered artists and probably some different styling around it. And I bet we're going to be surprised.
Well, more importantly, I think what he failed to remember is that, for example, Clint Holmes recently played in New York at a place called Feinstein's, which is considered, you know, the quintessential jazz places. Yeah. And he played there, and, you know, he had Liza Minnelli and people watching him and kind of, you know, getting into it. So Holmes is considered kind of like a dude. He's kind of like a jazzy kind of happening, you know, a throwback a little bit to the whole Sammy Davis Jr. As a matter of fact, he told a story about meeting Sammy Davis Jr. and how Sammy wanted to, like, pass the torch to him. So I think it's pretty cool. On Facebook, I actually congratulated him on what I think is a big deal. He's also going to be involved with community and educational outreach programs. We saw a lot about that when we were in the tour, that they're going to be reaching out to kids as well from musical educational perspective. So I think that it's really pretty cool for those guys to do that. And I again congratulate Clint, and I imagine his wife Kelly will be there. You know what we have to do? I really want to go to that bistro.
The bootlegger
bistro. I really want to go to that. She sends me an invite every week to do this. It's on Monday nights at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 12. And, you know, I was doing pub crawl. We're moving the date. I think I'll talk about that later. Moving their time.
Oh, yeah. So now you'll be able to go.
Yeah. I really want to go down there.
It starts at 9?
It starts at 9. Because a lot of these are entertainers who just got done, you know, just did a show or whatever on the Strip, and now they're hanging out at Bootleggers.
Well, and a lot of places are dark on Mondays, and or they may not have as many staff on property, so it's probably a good industry night.
Yeah, and it's supposed to just be amazing. The talent that shows up there is supposed to be amazing, and I've been hearing about this place since we moved here. And I have yet to go down there because it's kind of far away for us. But I just got to get my ass down there and take a look at this place and just listen to what they're doing. Because I think it'd be a kick seeing all these great singers sing and mm-hmm. dance and play. And there's different guys playing different drums and stuff. I really cool. And Ted here on the chat says he's been to the Bootlegger and says it's pretty cool. Hmm. What else is happening? Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the Vegas Video Network real quickly. Confirm that. Remember, I talked about an announcement happening on September. I had a conference call today, and that has been confirmed. That I'm going to be able to talk about in a couple of days, so I'm pretty happy about that. Press release is being written right now. In early September, we're going to tell you all about this other way that we're going to reach out to, if all goes well, quite a few more people.
Now, interesting that we didn't discuss that over dinner.
We did yesterday. Oh, you mean today, tonight?
Yeah.
Right. We talked about it last week. Oh, but you weren't here. That's right. You did what be on the show. So I had to talk about it a lot. Oh, well, that's what happened. So, yeah, so that's we're very excited about that. And also for you Pub Crawl fans, and I know there are many, many of you, this last week was the last week that David's band, the Nancy Ray Guns, are playing on their Fremont Street gig. So he begged me to get him off the Monday show so he could relax a little bit after a weekend of pub crawling, I would argue. And so we're going to put him back to what was his original space when we first started the network, which is 8 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Yep.
Also, a thank to Malia, who, when I was changing the schedule on the website, made a little mistake, and we had pub crawl every day of the week. And she's like, what is this, pub crawl palooza? How exciting. I love those guys. No, it's not pub crawl palooza. I think we would kill Alicia and David if we asked them to drink every single, anyways, so that's what's going on with there. You may notice that I'm a little stiff today. Why? Well, I got a little beat up again.
Did you today? Yeah. Was James mean to you?
Yeah. You know what's fascinating about, I don't know how many people work out. I mean, truly, how many people work out? My guess is 5% of the population work out. And I could be off on this, but I'm thinking 5%. And so most people don't know what's going on, don't know the torture, don't know what's happening to us. But we're, Melissa and I
don't know what they're missing out on.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Melissa and I are trying to take steps to get healthier and all that good stuff. And so we've hooked up with our friend James at Studio 222. Here's his Facebook page, Studio 222 LV off of Facebook is his deal. And super nice guy. But I'll tell you what, I really think he is evil at heart and not nice. I mean, literally, you know, I'm working out with Jacob. And Jacob, you know, he's a tall drink of water.
He's a young strapping.
He's
a strapping
39.
Young man.
He's under 40. And here I am, 50. And we're trying to keep up with this crazy guy running us around. And I'm telling you, we were just huffing and puffing. And, you know, do four more push-ups. We do them like this. Now do them like this. And I'm like, are you out of your freaking mind? Anyways, I think I might be getting a little stronger. He goes, this is 3 times harder than it was the first time. Okay. That's good to hear. But, I could hear the blood rushing in my head the whole time. So I really don't know that I understood what he had to say. But it's pretty good. And actually, he's gotten some other business because of us talking about him. So if you're in need for some help from a personal trainer perspective, you got to go out to James. Now,
he gave me a run for my money today.
I asked him if he could give us a deal, if he'd give people a deal.
Can we discuss what he did to me?
What he did to you? I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but what he did to you?
Well, I just am curious if you have this, but I had to pick this medicine ball up and then throw it on my head, throw it on the ground, and walk across the floor like doing this, right? So I'm doing this thing constantly. get to the end, I think, ooh, I'm all done. Then he hands me a 10-pound one. Just looked like a little basketball, but hands it to me. I'm like, holy crap. So then I had to do 10 pounds all the way, right? Then I go back there, and he makes me do the 12-pound one. I'm like, why don't you just start with the hardest one?
Right.
Right? Start with the hard one first.
Why doesn't he?
Because I think he...
Because he's mean.
Yeah. And I could hardly talk. At one point, I just said, James, you're going to have to do the talking because I can't talk anymore. He said, okay.
Right. He's a chatty Cathy, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying, today was an extremely hard workout, and I really loved every minute of it.
Look at that. Maya's going to be going checking them out. See? There you go. So I got a deal for you, Maya. Here's how this works. I just saved you a bunch of money. I'm like Geico. So here's how it works. Normally, he charges $85 an hour. But in talking to him today, while going 74 on the elliptical machine, which sounds easy.
Me too.
But
me
it's
too.
Not.
That's what I had to do today.
And so here's what his deal is. If you mention the Vegas Video Network, you have to mention the Vegas Video Network so he knows from where you come. First thing is he does an assessment, a fitness assessment, which takes about 30 to 45 minutes. Usually he charges for that. He will waive that completely. And then what we normally get is a 45-minute workout. This is another pretty cool thing about what he's doing, and that is instead of the 60-minute, the 90-minute workout that most people do, he's combining a variety of disciplines at the same time. So you're working out multiple things, flexibility, stability, strength at the same
cardio.
Time. So it's harder. I will tell you it's harder. But instead of a 90-minute workout, it's a 45-minute workout, which is pretty cool. And so he's only going to charge, again, if you mention Vegas Video Network, $65 a session.
Wow.
Which is a big drop. So this is not for anybody else.
Cool.
This is just for the folks who are aware of what we're up to. And so to James, even though you're evil, we certainly appreciate.
No, I feel so good when I'm done.
God, does anybody really feel that way?
I do. I really love it.
There's one time I feel good after working out, and that is Thursday morning at 9:02, because that's when at 8:48, because that's when I don't have to see him again for 4 days. I am exhausted. I'm beat. And now I'm going to start at 7:30, so this should be even worse for me. Now it's going to be rough. Anyways, check him out. He's the man. He's the myth.
He's awesome.
The legend.
I love James.
There's his website, Studio 222. Go check out his Facebook page. Studio 222LV is that page. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial timeout, and then we're going to talk about how never to drink as much frickin' rum as I did. That's really not what we're going to talk about, but it ended up being what we're going to talk about. Back in a sec.
Guess who's coming to AM 1400 KSHP? It's all the great shows from the Vegas Video Network. Join us on Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. to get the best insider news and expert views about entertainment and comedy, cocktails and fine dining, living in Las Vegas, the real estate market, golf, and sports betting. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com and KSHP.com for more information and join us on Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Vegas Video Network Friday Night Features.
And you're not fooling anybody by doing that. Okay, and we're back. This is the Vegas Video Network, living in Las Vegas extravaganza. I'm Scott. That's Melissa.
Hi. Thanks.
Thanks.
I
for,
like how you point at me with your bottle.
Thanks for all of you who are listening on KSHP from 6 to 10 p.m. We think that's pretty groovy as well.
6 to 10 p.m. on what day?
Friday night. Friday night features with, did you just not listen to the commercial that was just playing? That was the commercial for KSHP.
I listened to it, but I thought we were changed to a different day.
Not yet. We may change. We don't know yet. We're still playing around with these people. They're toying with us like kittens. I don't know. So let's talk a little bit about what we did this last weekend. And thank God for the designated driver. All right. So, you know, here's the deal. You may not know this or not, but this place on the strip called the Hard Rock Cafe, not to be confused with the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which is not on the strip, but, excuse me, see how pleasant that was? The Hard Rock Cafe, which is on the strip, occasionally does the comedy. What?
Which we didn't know. Did you know?
I did not know.
It's right. The Hard Rock Cafe is right across from Diablo, so it's really right. Kind of right across from.
Right, from Diablo's on Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Monte Carlo.
And so Gooch of Awkward Silence fame was performing and wanted to know if we wanted to go, and we said yes, we do want to go.
Heck yeah.
So a few couples, there were six of us who went out there. It was Melissa and myself and Jacob and Sally and Dennis and his wife, Paula. We all headed out to make an evening of it, if you will. And
we sure did.
First of all, we started off by parking. And I really think this is kind of a cool place to park, because if you think about
it. We learned something new.
This is a good place to park.
This is an insider tip.
This is a secret parking spot that I did not know about that is difficult to explain. But once you find it, you're in like Flint. Think about this. When you do valet parking, which we recommend completely.
All the time.
What's it cost? At least $3. You're going to tip $3, maybe $5, depending on how you feel, once you get your car back. Right? Here's your $3. Here's your $5.
Right.
We found a parking place that if you look at the Hard Rock Cafe, if you're looking to the east, which means you're looking at the Hard Rock Cafe, and you keep looking down, going north, you're going to go towards, I think it's Ross or whatever it is.
It is Ross.
You see a Ross, and then you'll see this little hole in the building. And, well, it's a little bit bigger than a hole, but it's a hole.
It looks like a teeny tiny little alley.
Yeah, and there's always people walking across it, so it's really easy to miss this. But it's
right between the Ross and the Smith and Wilinski,
that steak
right
place.
Right in between those two things is this little driveway.
Right, and it is a parking garage. It says parking right above it, but you have to kind of look for it.
Showcase Mall Garage.
Right.
Because there's a movie theater right there, too.
Right. So you go in there, and you go up a big ramp, and you go in, and you have to pay to go in, and it's $3, and it's cash. Got to have $3 cash. So you pay your $3, and it's 24-hour parking. Well, how great is that? I mean, that's what you're going to pay for valet parking, and it's right smack in the middle of everything.
Well, the thing is they will tow your car.
I read the thing. They say after 24 hours, you're at risk of being towed. Well, okay. Fair enough. But if you're not going to be there for 24 hours, I think it's a great place. So I went up there and parked. I got there a little late because I had some business to take care of at the studio. But went up there, parked, headed on down, and went into the Hard Rock. And Hard Rock has three levels. First level is their stuff.
Their retail store.
Tchotchkes and stuff. And you go up an escalator. And then that's their main restaurant and bar. It's got a great view, an outside patio.
Lots of memorabilia.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty neat. We've talked about it on shows a long time ago.
Yeah. We've had dinner there before.
Yeah. I don't think I've had dinner there before.
Yeah.
Did we?
We sit out on the balcony.
Oh, we did that
area.
One time. You're right. So a cool balcony, good sized bar, and then the restaurants, you know, towards the back. And we had dinner there. And the first thing is that everybody there, all six of us, were surprised by the quality of the food. It was actually pretty good.
Well, that's because we didn't have such a good experience the first time. But I think that's because we tend to go to places fairly soon after they open.
Yeah.
And they're still tweaking things. But I had a pulled pork and it was delicious.
Yeah, it was very good. I had a chicken sandwich because I'm healthier now. And it was quite lovely. And I think Jacob had a pulled chicken. Have you ever heard that, by the way, pulled chicken sandwich? What is that?
I've
heard somebody pull a chicken.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you say that.
You're not even going to acknowledge
it. Well, because it wasn't that funny. I'm not going to give it to you unless it's great. You know, it's a high bar. Come on, high bar. And I forget what did you have? Oh, yeah, pulled pork, and everybody else had good food. And
good service.
Yeah, good service. And I think I've talked a few times about Sailor Jerry. I may have to change my opinion on Sailor Jerry. And here's why.
Are you gonna break up with him?
I might have to. Uh-oh. Well, so I always ask, do you guys have Sailor Jerry? And most people say no. I learned today why. I'll explain that at a later time, but it has to do with distribution, who distributes what, and there's not a whole lot of distributors here, and the biggest one doesn't carry them. So I said, well, do you have Sailor Jerry? And the guy's like, well, let me go check. I don't think we do. He came back. He goes, we have a bottle. We have a bottle of Sailor Jerry. You know, I'm like,
Someone must have snuck it in.
So great. Well, let's have it here pronto. Let's go. So, you know, little dinner glass of Sailor Jerry, right? So
yeah.
Over the course of dinner, I'm not sure how long we were there. You know, I had two of these little glasses of Sailor Jerry.
We were there for a while.
At dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. So we still have plenty of time before the show starts. The doors open at 8. Show doesn't start until 8:30 or so. We're like, well, let's go to the bar and have another drink. Okay, sounds good. So I go to the bar, talk to the bar person. I got an email from the bar manager, by the way, the next day saying, thanks for coming by.
Oh, how nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm not sure how he got my card. I must have given it to him, but that was neat. Anyways, so we go to the bar.
Now, do you think you already had a buzz at this point? And had you had a cocktail at the studio?
No, we didn't.
How bizarre.
No, okay. we had a long business meeting. We had like from 4:30 to, well, I didn't get there until 6:30. So we had a 4:30 to probably 5:30, almost 6 meeting. And then I actually sent Jacob to there early so I could just wrap up in the studio so he could get there earlier and meet Sally and blah, 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 blah. So had two drinks, nothing. I mean, I felt nothing, basically. Went to the bar, and so we started off with these drinks, and then we went to the bar. Now, I said, hey, can I get a Sailor Jerry? Well, we don't have Sailor Jerry. Yes, you do. I had it over there. There's no way. They must have been lying to you. I'm pretty sure they didn't lie to me. I kind of know what the taste of Sailor Jerry is.
It was a little who's on first.
Yeah, that went back and forth for about 5 minutes. It was pretty crazy, yeah. And then she goes, she kind of believed me that I was adamant that there is Sailor Jerry in this establishment. She walks around, talks to the bar manager. Bar manager goes, yeah, we do have Sailor Jerry. Well, we have Sailor Jerry. So she comes back. She goes, we do have it. It's somewhere. Oh, it's a hidden bottle. We found the hidden bottle. So she brings the bottle over. She pours me. Now, it's a bigger drink. It's about that big. Start off that big, this big. Okay, so we have one of those. Meanwhile, Sally and Jacob have a beer. I'm not sure if you had anything
or
not.
No, I didn't. I only had two drinks.
Dennis and Paula went to M&M land for some reason. So that was drink three. Okay, now this is over the course of 6 hours we were there. So now we go up to the
in total, not 6 hours at the bar.
Yeah, but for the evening it was 6 hours. So now we go up to the comedy club area. Now you have to go up escalators, and this is where it gets stupid for a couple reasons. First, security. The security there was redunculous.
I know why though.
Why? Because people were shooting each other or what?
Yeah, because there's been a little bit of gang activity on the strip. Because the reason why this came up is because my cousin was in town staying at the Hard Rock Casino, and they went through even more stringent security
for rehab
to get into rehab.
Which is fascinating because those people don't wear much.
No, seriously. So I think that their whole, I think it has all to do with that. That's my point.
Well, so literally, you know, women on one side, men on the other. All the women had to open up their purses. You can't have mace. You can't have a gun. They wanded you. So they had you in the T position, and they, you know, whoop, beep, whoop, beep, all beep. Around you. And let me check your ID.
Looked in your purse.
Yeah, it was really pretty. I was hoping for a kiss afterwards. Or I thought I might be getting on a plane and flying somewhere because it was just like that. It was pretty intense. So we get through that. And then we get into the room. This is a really nice room.
It was awesome. I loved it.
It's a really nice room. So it's got the trusses.
The stage is really well done.
The lit trusses all over the place. And I don't know
nice
how many.
Backdrop.
Yeah, I don't know how many people it held. Yeah, it had it was a kind of a rock and roll backdrop. It had a bunch of 4x4 Eddie Van Halen speaker cabinets all behind it.
That was pink.
Well, it was
pink
the lighting.
Backlit.
Yeah, but very, very nice.
Huge again, bar up there, too.
Big bar. And yeah, it's a big wraparound bar, another circular bar that also had a balcony.
Yeah.
And so how would you, 200 people maybe it would hold? I mean, it wasn't that many people there. But I bet you if you packed them in.
I don't know. There were a lot of people. There were people standing.
Yeah, they did have rails on both on one side.
Yeah,
people were standing up there.
And then there were a lot of people sitting up at the bars. It was packed. Absolutely packed.
Yeah. It was impressive. So we went there again because Gooch was playing there, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 comedians. Brant was there.
Yeah, Brant Tobler.
Brant Tobler was there. He did a good job. And Gooch came out. And I would say that the first comedian was okay.
Well, they always are given kind of some of the up-and-comers, yeah, right?
Second Comedian was terrible.
But I think he was a walk-on.
Well, I don't know.
He was friends with that guy, Gabe.
Yeah, but it's terrible. Well, Brandt was a walk-on. He wasn't on the ticket, and he crushed it.
But I think the other guy was too.
Yeah, he was just not good. I felt kind of bad for him because he couldn't get a laugh to save his life. The first guy did okay. The second guy not good. Brandt did good. Gooch came out, crushed it. Did a really, really good job. Real proud of him. Saw him do some stuff that I hadn't seen before, which was kind of fun for me. It's always good to see new material because we saw him a couple weeks ago at the Improv. He just seemed completely in his element.
And he had done his show on the network earlier that day. So
right.
He had a show, then he had to go to his DJ job,
busy.
Right? Then he, you know, pops over the Hard
Rock.
Right.
He's a busy guy.
Crazy.
And then the headliner was everybody who knows anything about comedy has heard of Brian Regan. So he actually lives in Las Vegas, and he's a monster comedian. Everybody knows him. But he's got an older brother named Dennis Regan, and Dennis was the headliner. And so if you look at him, you could tell they look similar. You could tell he was older, but facially you got that they were brothers.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting watching him perform because he got up there and immediately got caught up in a...
Well, there were some hecklers there.
Yeah, and he really mishandled it.
See, I didn't think it was bad.
No, I think it completely took the air out of
really?
The show.
Well, you and I debated this. I you felt like deflated or whatever. Mm. I didn't mind it. I actually kind of liked that he was kind of getting at it a little bit.
Well, I liked it, except that he kept getting derailed. He couldn't control her. And it's because she was drunk. And it's hard to control a really drunk girl at a comedy club. And so I think he had her moved, or she was moved, and then she started spouting off from the back later on.
No, that was a different girl.
Oh, was it somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so had this girl who moved. She moved.
Or left.
Then he got into his routine and did real well. And then
I thought he was great.
Yeah, and then he got derailed again for a while, and got it back going again, and it was good. And so back to the Sailor Jerry. So during that, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 comedians. I had 3 drinks, 3 Sailor Jerrys. So that's now these were getting bigger. This might be part of the problem. They started small. Got bigger at the bar, and then at the club, they were those big plastic cups that you see at, you know, backyard parties, basically, but they're the clear kind.
Like the Solo cups.
Yeah, but they're clear. Yeah. Or, you know,
yeah.
3 of those.
Well, and maybe they had stronger pours.
Yeah, well, I think so. But I had 6 drinks, and that was it. And so then afterwards, we go back to the bar and just kind of hang out. I wanted to say congrats to Gooch, and there's a gal there. Who I bumped into at the bar while the show's going on, named Amber, who was so funny because she is on our Friends of the Living in Las Vegas page.
Yep.
She recognized me. It's my first time somebody recognized
me
from the show.
You were
It's only been 6 years. Finally, somebody recognizes me from my show. So, Amber, you, princess, are going to heaven. And
you were so cute.
I recognized her immediately because she had... said some really nice things about this show, and she's a graphics designer.
Yep.
She used to do all the design for M Resort, so I saw her stuff and was hoping to be able to bring her on the network at some point to do some graphics for it. Just never worked out, but you know, super nice guy. No, Ted wasn't a Michael Richardson kind of stuff. He just got sidetracked without really closing her. It was a lot of back and forth banter without closing her. Which was, I thought, the problem. Anyways, so saw her, chatted with her, met her, or I guess it was her boyfriend who, you know, another Mohawk.
No, you know, she just said friend. I never heard boyfriend. I think they're
but
just
so
friends.
We hung out with them a little bit at the bar and hung out with Gooch.
He had a good Mohawk, though, didn't you think?
Yeah, hung out with Gooch. They were very, very nice there. Our waitress was super nice and playful and helpful, and I did the same thing with her. We got Sailor Jerry. No, we don't. Yes, we do. No, we don't. Yes, we do. She whispered during the show, "I found the Sailor Jerry." I'm like, there you go. Okay, now let's go. So we wrap up. I buy Brandt around. I mean, Gucci-ram. And it's time to go. And come to find out, I was obliterated. Six drinks. Obliterated.
Actually, it was seven because you had one.
I did have one at the bar. Seven drinks in 6 hours, which still isn't bad. I have had
and
more.
And you ate.
I ate. Seven drinks, six hours.
No, I'm telling
wrong
you, they just kept pouring stronger drinks,
I think. It was so crazy.
Which is a testament to them, right? Because a lot of times they make the drinks weaker as the night goes on. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good thing that I was
So Melissa drove me home. And the truth is, I don't know if we came home by car or spaceship, because I really don't know how we arrived at our domicile. And Melissa said that she tried to get me in the shower and that I was uncooperative of there.
You were very naughty.
And I wanted we have like a little
pain in the you know what.
We have a footstool at the foot of our bed. I guess I was just sitting on the footstool kind of leaning back, which was very comfortable for me. And Melissa thought that that was not going to be comfortable for me. So
not
she,
for the rest of the
she
night.
She shook her finger at me and did that. So went to bed.
No, you didn't go to bed. I finally gave up. I'm like, forget you. I'm going to leave you right here. And I just turned on a little nightlight.
Jackie.
And I turned on a little nightlight and shut the door.
Jackie just wrote, sounds like the night of the VVN launch party. That was probably the last time I was that drunk.
It was painful.
That was poor. I felt sorry for Jackie at that party because I'm like, hey, this is pretty good, huh? She must be like, shut the hell up, man.
Well, I'll tell.
God bless you.
I had a few choice words in my head for you that
when?
Night.
At the VVN thing? Or
no,
last night?
Last weekend. Mm. I was like, are you serious?
That was brutal.
I was begging with you, please, just cooperate with me.
It was
please.
Brutal. It was brutal.
Just do this one thing.
But what was kind of neat.
I should have just thrown a blanket over you, but I didn't even do that. I literally just was like so frustrated with you.
Now, meantime, bad news. At the Whitney Villa, we come home, and somebody had egged the back of our house.
Well, we have some kids. Our house dead ends. There's a dead end behind our house, and some kids are have been loitering
back there. There's some punk kids that live in our neighborhood behind us, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're loitering behind our house.
Teenagers.
And so they attacked our house with eggs. Now, because I was not of a straight mind...
Of any assistance,
yeah, whatsoever. I could not play along in the investigation of this. So I went to bed, and we had cops coming over, and cops came by and looked at it, and they said, "What? Well, you're worried that they're were targeting us," and they thought, "No, they're just punks throwing eggs."
Yeah.
But
a pain in the butt. Well, the best part is you were so hungover the next day, you couldn't help me clean it up either.
So here's my rule of hungover
rip. You really owe me for quite a few things.
Oh, I know. I do. I know.
Because then you still weren't feeling well enough to go to dinner with my cousin.
I know.
After we had a big discussion.
I know. Had a big discussion. Are you going to embarrass me about something? Because remember,
no.
We could talk about the discussion you had before this show started.
Just about, about going, with out on Friday and then out with my cousin on
Saturday. Oh, you mean that I should have known better? I didn't know I was going to get obliterated on seven drinks in 6 hours.
No, I'm talking about overbooking.
Overbooking what?
Multiple bookings in one night.
Oh, I got
stuff.
Trouble for that, right? Yeah.
You just really, I don't think you realize how much bad, doo-doo you were in.
Well,
it's
maybe that's why.
A little clearer now,
maybe
though,
that's why I drank, because I was so afraid of you and the way you beat me. Anyways, so I have a hangover remedy. Well, first of all, apparently we stopped by McDonald's. Didn't know.
Yeah, I was trying to get you
Didn't
to...
Didn't know.
You wouldn't even cooperate. Please just take a bite of the hamburger.
What'd I say?
No.
Well...
Do you want some french
fries? At least that's clear.
The only word I heard out of you was no. No. Have some french fries. No.
Here, probably,
try to have some soda. No.
I really didn't know what plan I was on.
Oh, my God.
Remember that you got so drunk that
I've had my fair share.
All right.
For sure. But remember that what I told you the next day? I should have said,
we don't get any french fries. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm not that mentally challenged.
I think
it might have been because I felt if I would have eaten, it might not have gone well for me.
Well, I'm sure that's true, but
if you
were
know what
so,
I mean.
I just,
Anyway, so
I had a lot I was dealing with, and you were not cooperative.
You know, the Hangover Remedy. If you guys remember a couple of Morning Sunshine, that show that I had to be Kaiser Soze on, I did talk about the great and powerful Hangover Remedy, which is basically a Happy Meal. It's a cheeseburger.
Happy Meal? It does make you happy.
It does. It's a cheeseburger, fries, and a regular Coke. Regular Coke's important. And usually if you eat that before you go to bed, you're going to be okay. 9 times out of 10.
Better,
yeah. And I didn't do that. Woke up the next morning, saw a cold bag of McDonald's, which is not a feature.
Were you looking at it lovingly?
No, I looked at it like I was going to. Every time I looked at any kind of food, I thought I was going to puke. It was a rough day. My rule is, okay, if I wake up and I have a hangover, I take a couple of Advil and I go back to bed. And if I can sleep another, say, 2 or 3 hours, I'm usually okay. I'm usually, all right. That's a lesson learned.
You got a second
maybe you
win.
Shouldn't do. Yeah, I gotta have my second sleep.
You have to have your nap.
Gotta have my pre or post Advil nap. If I get a post Advil nap, I'm gonna be all right for you. I'm there for it. I didn't get to have my post Advil nap because we had things to do. I had a business meeting on Saturday. What's thinking?
But your car.
But wait a minute, my car is down at the strip.
But your very smart, intelligent, wonderful wife had the foresight say, go over there and grab your laptop out of your car.
Oh, I'm so glad you did that, because that would have sucked if I had forgotten that.
So owe me.
I know. You are the best. You're the best. Okay, you're the best wife. Kumbaya, you're the best. Kumbaya.
And then you go to your business meeting and I clean up egg.
So we drive down the strip. By the way, this reminded me when I was 16 years old, got in trouble for drinking at the marching band party thing in San Francisco, where I was really hungover at that pattern. And we had to get into an elevator to go see the band instructor because we were in trouble. And we get in an elevator when you're hungover. It feels just like getting in Melissa's car while she's driving, because it's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And you're slowed down, jerky, jerky. I'm like, wow, this could go a lot better. But I didn't want to puke. I'm like, where am I going to puke? Her car? She's not going to like that. She just got done cleaning up egg. She's going to be pissed off.
I'm going to roll down the window
and do it out there. Oh, I've done that one. No, I've never done that, but it's happened to her before. I didn't want to be, that guy. So I'm just trying to, you do that mantra. I feel good. 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 Kind of. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. Oh, God.
Now, what
Melissa,
I thought was...
Could you not accelerate quite so fast, AJ Foyt? Jeez Louise. We'll be there. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm okay. Okay. And then you get the gurgle belly. Oh, God. Is that the bad gurgle belly? Holy crap. I may be in trouble. Where's the nearest bathroom? So you got a lot of things going on. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, I got to do a meeting. And Melissa's like, do you think maybe you should call in sick? No, I'm not calling sick. I'm not going to do that. If you do that, you're a DB. You're a douche. You can't do that. So I'm like, no, I got to suck it up. I made the appointment. I'm going. So, I'm.
You're probably sweating. Were you sweating?
Yeah, I was. Because
you had perspiration.
Well, I bet I did. Well, first, I have perspiration every time you drive. Because it really is like being, in a Mario Andretti, test simulator. No, I'm not. Did you just cuss? Excuse me. I have to write that time down.
Sorry.
Jesus, Melissa.
Sorry. God, we're doing so well.
Yeah, it's great.
Sorry.
Thank you. All right. Anyways, so I just can't believe you did that. So we finally get to the park at Blaze. We get there. Getting out of the car. Just getting out of the car was motion that I wasn't used to after, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
And I'm like, oh. You're lucky you got back there.
Whoa. So I get back in my car. I'm like, God, this really is unpleasant. And the meeting was at Red Rock. So I'm driving all the way to Red Rock now. I'm like, oh, God. It's hot outside. It's 150 degrees. and then I had the meeting. And the meeting actually went very well. So... It was a short, thank Jesus our Savior that it was a short meeting. And immediately went home, took off my clothes, and got into bed.
You did.
Oh,
you did.
Please let me have the recovery now. Let it happen. And I get kind of weird. I want like crunchy, salty things eventually, like salad. So I started to get into my, I knew I was going to be okay when I had the salad, but basically it was all day that I had to just kind of sit around and go.
Do you remember in my car when we were driving home, driving back to the garage, and you know, my car has some years on it. I like to keep my car for 10 years. That's the thing that I like to do. And Scott, I've been telling you for a while now that my car is making all these strange noises.
It's a symphony.
And I don't know what they are. And I think you think sometimes that I just make stuff up.
No.
And I'm like, it's making this new noise, this fluttering thing. And
it does. When the car takes off, it goes. It's like I actually thought it was my stomach the first time I heard it. What's going on?
But see, I think what's funny is you're like, and then there's every once in a while it makes this noise. It sounds like your windows.
No, it's like
it's like your windows.
But
down.
Only at 66 miles an hour, at 65. See, if you're driving the speed limit, this would never be a problem. But because you're trying to beat somebody.
It happens at many different.
No. It happened. I watched it. I had nothing else to do. I had to keep my mind off the fact that I might, googe all over everything. So I'm like, I wonder how fast you go, 66. And I hear this sound. I'm like, do you hear that? And you're like. My car makes a lot of noises.
That's.
I told you that. I'm like, oh man. So I'm like, I'm hearing. Now I've got a little bit of a headache. So I'm getting all these noises, and I'm driving like this with Melissa. I'm like, oh my god, this car is poisonous to people who have a hangover.
But see, now I think then, as you know, the loving husband. At this point, you might say, geez, maybe why don't you take my car and I'll take your car in and have it looked at?
For what? Oh, they can't fix that. We're just going to let it die and then we'll get a new one. So I think that's probably the way it's going to go. 10 years, we'll be all right.
I do actually think it's safe. I do too.
Anyways, so that was it.
It was funny, though.
Overall,
it was funny that you had to experience.
Yeah, overall, I would say be cautious of Sailor Jerry. I used to embrace it a great deal. Now I literally fear it. It's not Southern Comfort fear. Southern Comfort I can't drink.
Well, would you order it again?
Yeah, but I'll be smarter about it.
Will you be able to order it soon? Will you be able to order it soon, or do you need to stay off?
No, I'll be all right. It's got quite a bit more alcohol than, say, Captain Morgan does, which might be part of the little trick there. But anywho, if you're going to be drinking the rum and you're going to be going after the Sailor Jerry, I would just offer caution to you.
And have a designated driver.
And have a designated
driver.
Which we
always promote, right?
Yeah, because if I didn't have that, I'd have been sleeping in that car.
I hope that's what you would have done.
Or get a cab. Or do that set, or was it 567? I have it in my wallet. 567 driver car or whatever, where they drive your car for you, which is pretty slick. $60 done. Anyway, so that's it. Anything else you want to say, my princess, my dear, my dream girl?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Have a lovely holiday weekend, everyone.
All right, Labor Day weekend. Hope everybody has a good time there.
We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, again, check out our listener line. It's fun to leave messages. I get a lot of heavy breathing for some reason, which I appreciate, but we don't really need that.
That's me calling, honey.
That was you calling me on Saturday. Hey, you better sober up. But baby, I love you. 866-966-4599. Did you really? Nice.
Oh, I tried being mean. I tried to be nice.
Well, you shouldn't be.
I tried to be super sweet.
You shouldn't be.
I tried to bribe you with food.
All right. 866-966-4599 is the number. Or again, you could hit us on our email, which is on our queue at livinginlv.com. I haven't received a photo on our friends page. We just lost one because somebody wanted their photo taken off. I'll tell you that story next week, probably.
No, you shouldn't.
I should, because it was weird.
Well, it was weird, but
it was weird.
I love you.
Anyways, so make up for that. Add your photos there. And of course, if you do, your whites will be whiter. Your brights will be brighter. This is a promise, not a guarantee. Why? Because we do not want to be sued by the likes of you. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks very much for playing along. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Credits are happening. She's pretty hot. We're still working on him. Boo. Vegas Video Network. I like it. Back.